Huntington Republican Senator Andy Zay says Hoosiers are struggling with credit.
Unfortunately, 20% of Hoosiers have a credit score of less than 550. These Hoosiers presently borrow over $1 billion in excess of 1 million loans.
His suggestion to fix this? Expanding loan options not currently available in Indiana. Zay contends it's a problem that there's no middle interest rate loan type available.
Right now, there's a huge gap that takes you from about 36% to 391%, so there's nothing in between there. And that's the whole purpose of this product, is to try and create some stair steps, try and create a gradual way out of it.
That's 391% figure. That's the current cap on payday lending interest in Indiana, a type of financial instrument many consumer advocates say is predatory and marketed primarily to low-income individuals. The concept is simple. Get a short-term loan before the next paycheck arrives in exchange for paying the cash back on payday with interest. A lot of interest in many cases. So much that it often adds up to many times the size of the original loan, if it keeps compounding. It's a cycle that can destroy credit, not build it, as Zay argues. A bill to cap Indiana's rate at 36% failed in the first half of the legislative session, amid concerns that such a move would send consumers to unscrupulous lenders. Then, Zay's bill creating more of the middle interest rate loans narrowly passed. Senate Minority Leader Tim Lannon wasn't sold, though. He sees it as another way to allow lenders to rates above the limit already set in state law.
We still have, to the best of my knowledge, a statute which prohibits these usurious rates of interest, but every time we create these type of products, we have to say, oh, but not for these products. These are okay to charge people rates above what we have traditionally have said are illegal rates to actually charge.
Columbus Republican Senator Greg Walker, whose 36% cap bill failed, says debt used to be talked about seriously.
And we talk about, you know, what this debt does to mortgage our future. And whether we're speaking as a nation or as a state or as an individual household, debt is still enslavement.
So far, 16 states and the District of Columbia have enacted a 36% or less cap on payday lending interest rates. Indiana Institute for Working Families' Aaron Macy says such a move has driven bad actors out of the market in those areas.
In states that do that, we find that borrowers engage in a variety of other options that are often much less costly and more productive for them than a payday loan would be.
Purdue University economist Kevin Mumford has researched payday lending caps and says it's a simple formula. When reasonable interest rates allow people to pay their loans back in full, it's not as profitable for lenders who rely on making money from a cycle of debt building on debt.
That's why when it gets down too low, the lenders just drop out of the market.
Mumford's data indicates Zay may be right. A cap somewhere below the current 391% might still be better for consumers, but also not cause businesses to fold. Governor Eric Holcomb told reporters that after reading the lending bills, one word came to mind: heartburn. But he says it's still too early for him to decide if he would veto any legislation on the matter.
It just didn't wear well with me.
While disappointed with the outcome in the Senate, Prosperity Indiana Policy Director Kathleen Laura says her group, which advocates ways to get Hoosiers out of poverty, will continue to speak out against such lending as the one surviving bill makes its way through the House.
I think people are really grappling with very real questions about how do we provide ample credit access to subprime borrowers. We just really want that conversation to be driven by policy and data at the community level.
Hoosiers currently take out more than 1 million payday loans a year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.